thanks for joining us today. We all really appreciate it.
No problem. What are you guys up to? What's going on up there?
Just getting ready to say goodbye to Candlestick, I guess. But if you wouldn't mind taking a couple questions from our locals here and sharing some of your great memories from Candlestick, that would be great. If I could urge everybody to keep the background noise to a minimum in case folks are recording this, like to help them out. Other than that, thanks again, Joe, and fire away, guys and ladies.
Joe, well, what does it mean to you to see the end of Candlestick Park?
Well, you know, you have so many memories in there, but you know, always from the beginning, it wasn't I don't think it was the best place for fans to watch the game. I know they think and believe that until they get into the new stadium. So, you know, when you have a baseball stadium that's been converted into a football field, while there were great memories, I think there's still a lot of great ones ahead.
If I could jump in for a second, there's someone hammering away on a keyboard. If you could mute your line, you can do that by pressing *6. That would be great. Thank you.
Hey Joe, I know that you're going to talk about a lot of victories and highlights there, but can you offer any personal memories on the elements of Candlestick, the cold and the wind and the fog?
Yeah, I think, you know, some of it was just, you know, the fog wasn't so bad. Really, I don't think we ever really had many problems with that. You know, the weather, obviously, sometimes it was a little cooler than most people expected. But on the whole, the biggest problem really, you know, I think was the wind. Never knew kind of where it was going, where it was coming from. In the early days when it was still baseball and they couldn't put down the grass before the season, we had dust storms in there because of the type of dirt that was in there. And, you know, you have little mini tornadoes flying around the dirt. And, then they went to crush the break and play or whatever that thing was like cement after that. And then the field was always wet at that point. So, you know, it cannot rain for months, but our field was always wet. So there was issues with the field all the time. But, you know, it was still our home field. And, you know, we always said home field advantage wasn't about the field as much as it was about a fan.
Joe, a lot of people say that, like, Larry Bird knew where every dead spot was in the Boston Garden. Did you have sort of secrets about Candlestick that you knew that gave you an advantage over an opponent?
Not really. Not that I mean, somebody might have, but I don't think so. You know, you always try to, you know, the best thing you could do for the kicker is not have him kick off the dirt when they're trying to kick field goals. So we tried to do the best job we could not to force the kicker coming off the grass into the dirt to try to make a field goal. But other than that, not really.
Joe, do you remember kind of the windiest day or a game or two where you really couldn't throw the ball the way you normally would or wanted to?
No, not off the top of my head. We always expected the wind, and you can't, no matter, you know, wherever it's windy, you can't worry about the wind. Like I said, I think the real concern early on with some of the wind was when they had that early dirt, because the dirt, you know, sometimes would just be blowing and blow right in your eyes as you're getting ready to start a play. Or other than that, though, it's any specific game, though, not off the top of my head.
So do you remember your first impressions of the place when you saw Candlestick for the first time? Not just the field, but, you know, some of the facilities, the locker room, and that kind of thing?
Well, you know, it wasn't what you expected. You know, when you first got there, I mean, our facilities weren't deep. Starting from our practice facility in Redwood City was not what you would expect of a professional team. And we got in the locker room, and we basically shared part of the locker room, almost like three levels, you know, upstairs, up three steps down, you know, and then back into the baseball locker room, which I'm sure they didn't appreciate much us being back there either. But, yeah, it was just a funny, funky setup in most cases.
facilities at Notre Dame better at that time?
Early on at Notre Dame, not really. They are a lot better now. we had better, obviously, practice facilities by far. Our practice locker room, but our stadium was old. The interiors, which have been redone, obviously, when they redid the stadium. But at that point in time, no, the locker room was still a little bit better than it was in San Francisco. But it was a lot better now. They are now, I should say.
So Eddie DeBartolo said that he'd love to have his hand on the plunger to blow the place up, and he'd love to have you there and some other guys also participate in that. Is that of any interest? Would that be a bittersweet moment?
Well, yeah, bittersweet's probably the best way to put it because, you know, we had, like I said, there's a lot of great memories that took place there, but, you know, everyone will admit it's not the ultimate in a field that you would want to be known for. You know, you want to be known for a good field, not for, oh, my God, we've got to go to Candlestick. But it wasn't because they were playing the 49ers, just that, you know, what the field was like. And there weren't a whole lot that were worse, maybe Atlanta and maybe Philly. But when it came to the field, you know, especially for a number of years there when we had to call in the sod squad and, you know, the grass guru. So it was interesting at times.
Joe, when the place is eventually torn down and they redevelop the area, would you like to see some sort of monument or plaque on the spot there where some of the great playoff wins happen?
I don't know. It doesn't matter to me. I mean, those are all ingrained in my memory. I don't really have to know where it was. I'm not sure whether they do that with other places or not, or if not, I don't know. But I never even thought about that.
Joe, will you be able to attend the game Monday? I know you're going to be going to the bowl game with your son, but any chance of you being there Monday night?
Yeah, I'm most likely I will not be there Monday night. My family's getting together and away for the holidays. We're only together for 3 days total before they got to break up, and to be there would take another day and a half of that. But most likely, I will not be there Monday night.
So when was the last game you attended at Candlestick then?
I think it was last year I don't remember what game it was. I think might have been the Cardinals. I don't remember. I was at a game last year. I usually get around once or twice, but this year's been tough. Been on the road most of the time.
Joe, Dwight Clark has mentioned the play calling on that final drive before the catch and just how everything came together when it seemed so improbable. Can you take us back through that a little bit?
Well, from what I remember of it, everybody came out and expected us to throw the ball a lot, but I actually think we ran the ball more than we threw it, to get down into where we were able to take a couple shots in the end zone. And the funny thing is, I remember the play right before that. I missed Freddie Solomon. I think I threw it about 3 feet over his head from 5 yards away, and he was wide open for a touchdown. And I always tell Dwight, it's a good thing I didn't hit that guy or hit Freddie, or the catch would have never happened.
Did you ever go to a baseball game at the Stick?
Yeah, I went to a couple. I actually was there for the World Series when the earthquake happened.
What do you remember about that? Where were you, and what was your reaction?
Well, we had gone. We're up to see Mr. DeBartolo first, and then we had gone down to get our seats, and we actually had our son at the time, who was just a few weeks old, I believe, as he was born October 3rd. So we were in our seats, and we felt the earthquake, and the lights went out, and my wife is going, no, we got to go. Let's get out of here. And I'm going, no, we got to stay. I want to watch the game.
he goes, and then by the time we got out of there, it was too late. And our daughters were with some friends that we couldn't get a hold of at the time. So I told you we should have gotten out of here when that first happened. So I still get grief about it today. That I'm like, we got stuck there. We were stuck hours and hours in the parking lot.
Joe?
Yep.
Anybody else with questions? Great. We appreciate it, Joe. Thanks for getting on with us.
No problem.
Thanks, Joe.
Take care.
Bye.
Good luck with the bowl game.
Thank you.